Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 19th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is becoming a beautiful light blue in color, and directly over Our Lady's statue there is a very large circlet of light. It is so beautiful and warm feeling. There's no human way I can tell you the feeling of joy and peace in this light. It's a beautiful light. I don't believe there's anything on earth that could describe the coloring and the warmth, the emotional impact it has upon you. Oh, now in the center of the light, the sky is like folding away, opening up, and the light now through the center of the sky is very intense, much deeper in impact to you. I can't explain it. The light is so tremendous. Our Lady is coming forward through the light. She isn't moving her feet. Our Lady seems to just float right down from the center of the light directly over her statue. Our Lady now is standing in the sky. I can't count by feet. I'm not too familiar with counting by feet, but I would say Our Lady is a good 12 feet above her statue. Our Lady has on a most beautiful white gown. It's pure white. Our Lady's feet are bare except for one strap going over across her feet from the toe to her instep. Her shoes, I guess you'd call them sandals, are made of a fine goldspun material. They're very delicate looking. Now Our Lady is turning. Her mantle is a beautiful white, trimmed all along the outer border with a gold metallic thread. The trim is about, it looks like it's about, 3/4 of an inch, a very fine trim. Our Lady is smiling now and looking down. She's reaching to her waist and taking her crucifix into her hand from the rosary. Our Lady has a tremendous sized rosary about her waist, a beautiful rosary with a golden Our Father, and the Hail Mary beads are white, but as Our Lady's turning, coloring is coming from the Hail Mary beads. The colors are all the shades of the rainbow. They're just beautiful. Now Our Lady is extending the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing the crucifix to her lips and kissing the crucifix, the body of Jesus. Our Lady now has placed the crucifix and the beads into her left hand, and with her right hand she is touching her eyes. My child, my heart is greatly saddened by the evil that has entered into the hearts of the priests of my Son's church upon earth. I have asked and begged those who have the knowledge and light to go forward in prayer, in charity of heart, giving the message from heaven to all, including the priest in my son's house. And now I cry bitter tears of remorse, because now Satan has full control of my son's house. The gauge was metered by the desecration being committed now to my son's body. Your country and many countries upon earth have given themselves over to paganism and pursuing this course, have now taken the young down the path to abominations. Your children are now victims, for they have entered into a form of idol worship. Your children are victims now because they have not been given a foundation of their faith. The laxity falls upon the parents because through countless years of my wandering upon earth, I counseled you, I directed you, I warned you to watch your children, to safeguard their souls from the evil that has entered now into all other medias of your world. My children, parents, I have counseled you to safeguard your homes, to make your home a fortress against the evil forces that now rage in your world. Man of perdition, these dark forces from hell are now doing full battle in my son's church and in your world. All man has cast aside the knowledge and the belief of the supernatural. Satan and his agents has had the time now to take a firm hold upon your children. Oh, my children, all manner of foul and debased acts shall be committed by your children. The teachers now are agents of hell. My children, you must now act upon my counsel. Each and everyone who hears my voice must act. It is too late now to sit back and expect your neighbor, your brother, your sister to go forward as a solitary agent. You must now gather together to fight the evil. My children, I have promised you always that I will be with you. You shall not be abandoned in the days ahead. The greatest lesson man will learn in the days ahead is, should he place his trust in another man, he is doomed for disappointment and sorrow. You will always keep your eyes turned upward and say, my Jesus, my confidence. My children, in recognizing the supernatural, you must understand that these agents from hell exist and must enter into the body of a human being to work their will. As you see the advanced evil now in the world, lust, homosexuality, immorality, murders. Yes, my children, I say murders because you are going to experience murders such as never has been seen in such quantity and defiled methods. My children, I hear voices crying for hope. I hear voices crying for a message of peace and hope. My son is your peace. The Eternal Father in the Trinity is your peace. All of the material gain in the world affords you nothing, my children. You must now change your values. Because of laxity and not following my counsel, many who have started out with great fervor have fallen away. My children, you must all pray more. Pray for your priest. Pray for your brothers and sisters. My children, I counsel you now to read your Bible. You must read the Apocalypse, the Revelations, and you will understand that all that is transpiring had to pass, my children, sooner or later. All of the personages of heaven watch the battle now raging upon earth. The man of perdition, whom you call 666, is Satan himself, now loosed into the world. He now walks in the body of a human being, my children. He has many agents of destruction accompanying him. My children, you must always be on guard, for they are crafty, they are wily, and they have great knowledge. However, when the battle is over, they shall be brought down from their lofty peak. My children, I could give you many names that would encompass and describe the entrance of Satan into your world. The forces of communism, the forces of atheism. Oh, my children, what manner of words can describe the activity of these agents? They promote delusion, they promote heresy, defilement, misconceptions, and as Satan is the father of all liars, they too are liars. My heart is torn, my children, at the manner in which you do honor to my son in his house. The angels demand proper deportment during the holy sacrifice of my son. A woman must with the ball of redemption. Cover your bodies. They are temples of the Holy Ghost. Man was created in the image of the Eternal Father. Shall you make him bow his head in sorrow as you defy him now? Do you think with all of your scientific knowledge and endeavors that you can escape eventual death of the body? No, I say unto you, that is one measure of knowledge that man shall never find. I watch my children running to and fro, marrying and giving in marriage, neither caring nor thinking of what lies ahead, never preparing for their entrance into heaven. They push aside the knowledge of immortality and substitute all manner of immorality and sin. The commandments of the Eternal Father must be followed. The commandments of the Eternal Father will not be changed to suit the basic carnal nature of human mankind. Now I say unto you, you scholars of great renown, you will not escape the abyss. You who go about bringing Satan into my son's house, you with itching ears who run about seeking change, you who seek to make yourselves God, remember the lesson of old. Lucifer, Luciel, he followed the same path. Avarice, vanity, and he was banished. And I say unto you, my children, as you sow, so shall you reap. The greatest responsibility now for protecting the souls of the young will rest with the parents. Do not expect those outside your home to save the souls of your children. For once they leave your home, they set upon the course of Satan. The world is now given to Satan for a short time. The sheep shall be separated from the goats. Jesus, my son, is the vine dresser. You will all be there as limbs on the vine. But if you conform now to the world, you will die on the vine. My children, many Latter-day Saints shall come out of the crisis. The Eternal Father knows full well the outcome. He watches with a heavy heart. We ask for many victim souls in the days ahead. Those who will prostrate themselves before my son on the cross and catch the blood My son is being re-crucified by his own. My children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. I ask you to go forward as bearers of the light. The world now is in deep darkness. The light shall not be extinguished. However, many shall fall away as they do not have the strength of spirit to continue on the road to the kingdom of heaven. We will ask in the days ahead many sacrifices from our children. Each and every bearer of the light will be given the test. My child, you will continue with your second mission. The direction will appear before your very eyes. I understand full well the great sorrow, the knowledge given to you in this mission has brought to your heart. Do not slacken in the pace, my child. Heaven watches the battle. Many arms shall be sent to help you. Do not be concerned of the opinions of mankind, my child. Satan has many devious ways to try to stop the work. The mission will progress, and you will, my child, spend more time in private and silent meditation in your home. Remember, my child, rest cures all. Satan will seek to drain your strength by chasing you about on trivialities. Cast aside that which is not important to your work. Now, Our Lady is extending the crucifix from her rosary out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as my son blesses you with the Father and the Spirit of light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Lady said that each and every person who bears the light must now go forward willing to suffer for Christ, her Son. Each and every person who is carrying the light must be willing to sacrifice all. Whether it be human emotions, safety, or comfort, it is the true way of the cross, Our Lady said. Sacrifice, penance, atonement. at the end of the great conflagration and crisis, only a few will be left. Only a few will be saved. They will be truly the remnant. There will be, Our Lady said, a second coming of her Son. All of good spirit and heart will make now a concerted effort to soothe the injured heart of Jesus at the tabernacles of the world. Communion in the hand was promoted by Satan because of the rise of Satanists now in our country and in the world. They are conducting black mass secretly and openly. The children are the greatest victims of this evil. The sacred species, the host, is being used during these rituals of black mass and Satanism in a most abominable way. Please, Our Lady says, do not accept the host in your hand. Do not allow this to be done without an outcry. No man shall be worthy to accept my Son's body. The priests are deceived. And Our Lady said, in her Son's house, they are deceived. They do not realize that Satan has planned to dethrone them from their vocation. Little by little, Satan seeks to remove the priesthood. As a representative of Jesus, a legally ordained priest must be the only instrument of God to bring the body of Jesus to the multitudes. Only in a severe manner must a man, and this severe manner being the absence of a priest in the face of a death, then the priest will allow a deacon, a man, not a woman, a deacon, a man, in the extremest emergency, to take the sacred body of Jesus to a dying person. And that will be the only time. The books are being changed to cover the evil being perpetrated now. The young are being indoctrinated to accept changes which will take away tradition and even doctrine. Our Lady says we must all pray, a constant vigilance of prayer. It has a great power over the demons.
Now I take a picture of Alicia. The sky is becoming a very deep pink in color. It's a beautiful pink. I don't think I have ever seen that color, quite that color, upon Earth. And directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up and Jesus is coming forward. There's that tremendous light about him. Oh, it's just beautiful. It's so brilliant. It's like looking into a glass, but it's crystal. Oh, it's beautiful, like a diamond. I can't put it into human words. Beautiful. Jesus has nothing on his feet, and it must be quite windy because his gown is blowing.
Jesus has on a beige gown, very long and full, and he has a belt about it made of a brown cord-like skin, I guess it is. And his cape, Jesus has on a burgundy-colored cape that's hanging very loosely about his shoulders, and it has a gold cord. It looks like it's gold in color, sort of a deep yellow, and that is holding it in place. Now, I can see that there's a hood on the cape because Jesus now is shifting the cape over onto his left hand. It's very heavy. It looks like it may be made of a velvet material. It's very beautiful, burgundy color. Now, Jesus has it on his left hand, and he's extending now his hand in front of him like this, extending his three fingers out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand over his heart, and he's looking now to his right. Our Lady is coming down. I don't know where she was before. I didn't see her over on the left, but Our Lady now is coming forward, and Jesus is watching, and she's standing now at Jesus' right side. Oh, the light is so beautiful. Oh, there's no way to explain it. It makes you feel so good. It's beautiful. Now Jesus is touching his first finger to his lips. That means to listen. My child and my children, at this time, I do not intend to enlarge upon my mother's counsel. Need it be said that a fair warning has been given to all mankind. My mother has set herself as a victim for you. A victim because of the sins of mankind. Your world, humankind, mankind, is fast hurtling toward a great disaster. I have warned you in the past that if you continue upon your present course, your world will become unrecognizable to many. Sin is truly insanity. Mankind is allowing himself to fast plunge into a way of life that is not akin to the plan the Eternal Father set forth for him. He is attempting mankind to build a new world, eliminating his God. I say unto you, this will not be tolerated much longer. The few who have given themselves as victim souls have carried the weight of the world upon their shoulders. The cross will be heavy for them and others. But I assure you, my children, I repeat only the words of the past and the future, that only a few will come out saved from the final trial. Your country, legal, has fallen and been plucked by Satan. The great bird no longer flies high. No, I say unto you, because of your immorality, your materialistic seeking, your scientific pursuits to outdo the Eternal Father in his plan for mankind, you bring upon yourselves great trial and punishment. My children, the way, I am the way, the plan was given to you. It is a simple plan of childlike submission to truth, doctrine, and tradition. Man seeks to build a new way for himself based on humanism and modernism and all of the errors, defilements, division, and destruction of souls that shall accompany these efforts. My children, I counsel you to turn back now while there is still time. You must counteract now the evil that you have allowed to accelerate in your world. You must not compromise your faith. When you leave your human body, your immortal soul will be judged by merit. None shall escape this judgment. You, all of you, my children, have been placed upon earth to do battle with Satan for the glory of heaven. And now, all of the personages of heaven, weep with my mother, for they see the great crisis and turmoil in my house upon earth and in the hearts of mankind. Only the truth and tradition shall keep you free from enslavement. There are the forces of evil now loosed upon earth, and the master of deception walks now upon your earth. Satan, Lucifer, is now out of the abyss and walking upon earth. Prepare your home now as a fortress and safeguard the children's souls. You must recognize the supernatural, or you will be lost. There is a war now going on, a war heavens. Ever seen before and never to see again at its conclusion. It is truly the battle of the spirit, the forces of light against the forces of darkness. My children, you are all being tested. Of free will you make your decision. No man shall fall into hell unless he wills himself there. Yes, my children, our hearts are torn as we see many are falling into the abyss, lost forever to heaven. Pray for your priests who have not received enough prayers to enlighten their hearts. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Extend your charity to the sinner. Do not condemn him, but pray for him. My children, you must retain tradition. You must retain a firm foundation of your faith by keeping all of the good publications. Do not accept the changes that have been made by Satan to seduce your souls. Come to me, my children, at the tabernacles in your world. It behooves you to accept every chance given to eat of the bread of life, because the day will come when you will knock on the doors and they will not be opened. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. Whenever you feel despair or discouragement, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence, look upwards to heaven. Keep your eyes upon the sky, my children, and search through the darkness for your brothers and sisters that have gone astray. Now Jesus is extending his hand out like this, the two fingers out, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going across the sky. Our Lady is following him. Now over on the right side, the sky is opening up. And there are many people coming through the sky. Oh my goodness. They're all dressed in different types of habits. They look like nuns and priests. And I can see Teresa. I know Teresa all and her sisters. They're coming over from the right side, and they're standing next to Our Lady. They're all gathering around Our Lady and Jesus, and Our Lady is smiling. Now Jesus is floating over. They don't walk, they just float. Oh, that must be wonderful. Just carried on the wind. And they're going across the sky over on the left side, and Jesus now is leaning over and extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're turning around, and they're going across the sky now. There's Jesus is leading, Our Lady is behind him, and Teresa and her sisters, and all the groups of people. I can see one man in a beautiful white robe with that big crown on his head, the papal crown, that I think called the beehive, very, very high, beautiful golden crown, all in like three tiers on it, one, two, three, yes. Oh, it's beautiful. And of course,
Oh, and now they're going across the sky, and Jesus is stopping now just by that second tree. He's leaning over with his hand like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing out his hand like this, and there are lights coming down. Oh, it's right from his hands, there are streams of light. Oh, they're coming right down through the sky and down onto the ground. Look, just beautiful. Oh, just beautiful. And now Jesus is going over across the sky. He's cut over to his right. That would be on our left side. And he's standing now over the statue of Our Lady statue. And he's placing both his hands out like this. Like this. Oh, and the rays are coming out again from both his hands. Oh, they're just beautiful. Oh, they're very, very bright. Oh, just beautiful. Oh. Now Jesus is taking his right hand and he's placing it across his chest. Now those rays, are they like suspended, and now they're just fading away. They're just like evaporating. Oh, just beautiful. Now Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. My child and my children, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement. Hasten to send the message from heaven out, my child.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 19th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.